Move over, hot chocolate, beer is coming for you. If you love a visit to your local breweries, the newly launched tasting passports by the BC Ale Trail might be of interest. The BC Ale Trail, in collaboration with TransLink's Dine the Line, just launched 5 tasting passports throughout Metro Vancouver for beer lovers to get adventurous. The North of the Fraser Ale Trail is the adventure closest to home, featuring local breweries from Burnaby, New West, Port Coquitlam and Coquitlam. Burnaby is home to a bustling brewery scene that's featured on the Ale Trail's itinerary. It's only fair that your adventures begin with Daggerod Brewing, the renowned popular spot that was named Canada's Brewery of the Year in 2018. Follow that with a stop by Vancouver Origin Brewery Steamworks William Street Brewery and Tap House, a huge production facility with a welcoming taproom. Finally, finish your Burnaby adventure with some beer from the city's newest stylish brewery, Studio Brewing, with its lineup of tasty beer. Folks can head to any of these participating breweries to pick up their passports and embark on a local tasting tour or beer hop, collecting stamps as they go. 6 unique stamps equals a chance to win many prizes, including a beer-themed staycation prize package, 1 or 2 nights of accommodation, activities and gift cards to spend on beer and meals, according to a BC Ale Trail press release. The more adventures you embark on, the more you stand to win, as the campaign encourages multiple entries. The adventures are welcome to everyone, including those trying Dry February, with purchases of swag, food or non-alcoholic drinks. The Ale Trail adventures run through February and encourage people to explore the beer trails car-free. The beer hop can be paired with Burnaby restaurants participating in the Dine the Line initiative for a well-rounded experience. The tasting passports also feature a special TransLink bonus square for those frequenting public transit. You can find all the details at the BC Ale Trail website.